1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, welcomes you to Random Ramblings with Diane Lowe. And Diane is a guest with her today. And no, it is not Dwayne Vanderclock, who you normally would associate with Res Life. One of his associate pastors, a little closer to home, is our guest
this
morning.
That's right. That's right. Pastor Edgar Gomez is here.
From the Res Life Church, which is off of 40th and Washington Boulevard on Holland's South Side. Good morning and welcome aboard, Edgar.
That's right.
Step right up to the microphone. Step right up. take your chances on the microphone. It does not bite. Neither does the host. But go ahead, Diane.
Well, there's a lot of special stuff going on at Res Life here in Holland, so I thought I'd invite Pastor Edgar in to give us a little heads up. And first of all, I want to know a little bit about what goes on at Res Life in Holland. Do you have both English and Spanish, or are you just one?
Absolutely. No, first of all, thank you for having me, Diane, Gary. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. We do. We've been around for just over 8 years,
okay.
And we do have two services every Sunday morning, 10 a.m., is English, and we try to provide the same worship experience that we have at our launching church, which was Resurrection Life Church in Granville, with my pastor, Dwayne Vanderclock.
Yep.
And and then we provide the same experience, but just in Spanish at 12 p.m. Yeah.
Same message, same song, same everything.
Yeah, we try to, you know, I'm the guy, so we, you know, I can't.
You ever forget what service you're in and just start doing like English and Spanish or Spanish and English?
I got to say, sometimes when I get stuck, you know, there's a word that I want to say, and it'll either be in English or in Spanish in the different service, and you know, it's funny. Some people just run with it, but yeah, some of them help me a lot though.
That's cool. Well. Like at our church, there's been something special going on the last couple of weeks, and this is the final week of this activity, and if I would have thought about it sooner, I would have had you on to begin with. But tell us what's happening at your church, because this is really cool going on at our church, and
yep.
I know it's really cool at your church, and
yes.
It's so much fun.
Yes, it is. It's a series called At the Movies, and really, it's something that we like to do every year. We take a few weeks. And it has a very evangelistic focus. There's a lot of people, maybe you're listening today and you're not a church person. I'll tell you what, I can identify with you. I didn't grow up in church. I didn't grow up as a Christian. And so there's a lot of times where we wouldn't even want to come close to church because we thought it's just a certain way. And,
right.
You know, and that's not me. And so one of the things we do is, first of all, it's really fun for the church family.
It is.
But it's a great opportunity to invite our friends and family members that maybe wouldn't make it to church on Sunday, but man, they'll make it to At the Movies. And what we do with At the Movies is we'll find, I like to say we try to find the holy in Hollywood, you know, and draw it. It's actually kind of like a modern day parable.
Okay.
You know, movies are parables in modern day. And what we like to do is we try to find a redemptive message out of certain movies so that we can communicate biblical principles, something we're still learning God's word.
Right.
But we're just learning it in with a type of media that we all are used to nowadays.
So are you doing the same movies we were?
We are not doing all the same movies.
Okay,
we're
so what are you doing this week?
This coming week, we're going to do Star Trek.
Okay,
the
same as us.
Version. Yeah, same as Resurrection Life Church.
And we actually see part of the movie.
Yep.
A good part. I'm surprised how they figure this all out. So you're watching the movie, and there's popcorn.
Yeah.
So we're eating popcorn.
Absolutely.
And we're drinking pop.
That's it. When you come into church, you can expect to. I know this, and we don't do this every Sunday. I mean, some people are wanting us to, but we do. You can expect to get a box of popcorn, a pop, or a bottle of water, whatever you prefer, and have a seat. We will do some worship, you know, just like every Sunday. But then we're going to go ahead and engage with a video, where some amazing and bright video editing folks have helped us to put something together where the movie actually helps us preach a message.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very
cool.
And so if you're running late and you don't have time for breakfast, you can have popcorn.
You can just have some popcorn. Yeah, well, that'll hold you over till after
service.
It sure
will.
A couple questions for Edgar Gomez, who is the associate pastor of Resurrection Life in Holland. As you mentioned, a satellite to a certain extent of the main Resurrection Life Church over in Granville with Pastor Dwayne Vanderclock. When Dwayne presents his messages, he sort of coordinates with you and the other associate pastors at the other ones, or does he present a message and then maybe you present a message separately?
Yeah, at Holland, we are an extension campus in many many ways of the word. I mean, in many ways. But we're really also very autonomous in that we have a rotation of teaching pastors, and we just kind of we're almost an autonomous church in how we run locally. So we are our own community. Oftentimes we will do similar series or messages as Pastor Duane will do in Granville. But pretty much we kind of have the pulse of what the congregation here in Holland needs and does and who we are, and we just run with that.
Pastor Van der Klok, of course, locally, very similar to what on a national scale or a more known scale is what Andy Stanley does over with North Point Church down in Atlanta.
Absolutely, yeah.
Along those lines. Churches such as Res Life, such as Mars Hill, such as North Point down in Atlanta, considered quote-unquote mega churches, has its pluses and its minuses. Minuses, some say it's hard to get the individual aspect. People that might need individual help might feel a little bit isolated with the mega churches, but yet the mega churches have their place in the sense of attracting those who are, shall we say, exploring and taking a look at the religious life, but don't want to be committed and don't want to be jumped at, saying, hi, welcome, and all that a smaller church would have, wouldn't it be?
Sure. And I think, Gary, I think a lot has to do with culture. You can be a small church, and also you can be a member of a small church, but find it very difficult to connect. I think it's who you are. I know that at some of the churches that I've known, Andy Stanley's, for example, Resurrection Life Church, there's an intentional force working at trying to engage people. There's a lot of things that we do to connect people with each other. For example, one of the things that we do in Holland is we have life groups. That's a heavy that weighs heavily on our vision and mission. We want to make sure that people are connected. I personally believe that if you're not connected, you're not protected. I say that as much as, I mean, I'm sure our congregation is tired of hearing me say that, but it's true. We need relationships.
What's nice about the life groups, too, is there's so many different varieties. Mm-hmm. There's biker life groups. There's parents of military life groups. There's life groups for, and you can create almost your own life group within the life groups.
Absolutely.
So there's always, it seems, always the place. If you want to have a place, there is a place somewhere there for you.
Right. You're right. There's all the way from recovery to, you know, cooking and Pinterest. I mean, and you know, you can, the way I like to say it is you can get together and break down the book of Romans in Greek, you know, or do underwater basket weaving. To me, the point is that we get together with Jesus Christ as the biggest excuse. You know what I mean? And I think God can work incredible things through the relationships that we have as we have Christ as a commonality.
And one final thing and one complaint that I've heard about the mega church and the mega church concept is that in a trying to get numbers, trying to get more people involved, the message might be more of let's be inclusive and let's reach out to these people and try to connect with them and sort of forget about what you're connecting with and getting away from the biblical word and the biblical precepts and the doctrine and trying to reach the lowest common denominator without, shall we say, the real message that you need to send.
Sure. Well, you know, I guess what I would say in response to that, I don't know if it's trying to just be seeker friendly as much as it should be to be relevant. You know, relevance is important to the culture we're living in, and mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of people who will not engage with church and therefore Christ because the way that he is presented, it's irrelevant to their everyday lifestyle. Now, for at the movies, for example, we are not pulling any punches. We're bringing the gospel, but we're just doing it in a way that it's different. It's creative, sure, but we're making it very relevant. And actually, one of the things that I love to say about At the Movies is that this series, we've prepared our congregation for about a month to 2 months in advance, and we've done a 21 days prayer focus for this season because we know that what we're doing is outreach. And what I like to say to our congregation is that this series is not for us. It's for people that are not in the church yet. And so we have a very intentional mindset about what we're doing, why we're doing it, and who we're doing it for.
And I would say that our church is more of a community-driven. We're always trying to get the community in, but we have a community within our church.
Sure.
I've never felt that they left us out once we were there. I've always felt, and we've always gotten the Word of God the right way, and I've never felt that ever.
Diane Lowe, Edgar Gomez from Res Life here in Holland, thank you very much for joining us for Random Ramblings, and you'll talk to Brett next week at this time.
You betcha.
Thank you very much for Random Ramblings with Diane Lowe on 1450 WHTC.